Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 12 days of Christmas. Unfortunately, we've come upon our last day, but the best day, December 2012, 12th day of Christmas. And our last treat to you is coming from Shay from Fancy Your Plate LLC. This sister makes some awesome food, and she is based out of, I want to say, Arkansas. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Shay, how are you doing?
Hi, Yolanda. I am from Maumelle, Arkansas. Yes.
Hey. Thank you for joining us and being part of our program. And can you tell us a little bit about Shay and Fancy Your Plate?
Wow. Okay. I am a diehard cook, and I am absolutely in love with all things catering. So it's kind of like a natural thing for me to have started Fancy Your Plate, because I've been cooking since I was 7, and it's always been one of those things that I've loved to do, but just never thought I could have it as a career and be successful at it. So I've tried to do so many other things, but food was always in the back of my head, like, okay, I've got to one day get around to making it happen. But being stubborn and following the path that other people wanted me to follow, you know, nursing, being a stay-at-home mom, I got really tracked, you know, from cooking. And everything else kind of became, you know, my world. And food just kind of, you know, was in the back. But finally decided to follow my dreams, and I'm so proud of myself for stepping out on faith and making Fancy Your Plate happen. And Fancy Your Plate, it's my baby. It's a gourmet frozen food company, and we also cater. And it's so funny the way Fancy Your Plate came about. It's a really long story, so I won't bore you with the details. But long story short, I was doing this cooking contest because I love cooking. And it was 8 weeks of cooking every day, and I got to submit as many recipes as I wanted to. And so that's what I did. I think I drove my husband crazy. I was cooking up a storm over here in Arkansas. Like, every day I was making, like, 3 and 4 different desserts, 3 and 4 different meals or entrees, and I was just going bananas cooking up stuff and creating stuff. But I loved it, and it really, really sparked that desire that was always in me to cook.
Well, I'm going to say I am proud of you because many may not know Shay is my little sister, and I am so, so proud of her and the food that she has cooked. Oh my Lord. The other day I was looking at the stuffed peppers that she made, but now I just recently saw a picture of her delicious herb-roasted smothered chicken. Oh my God. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the foods that you provide?
I'm from the South, so I have all the Southern classics. And there is, if you name it, I can cook it. Toot my own horn.
Dang, do it.
I can cook it. And, man, that smothered chicken, it was good, Yolanda.
It looks good.
It was good.
Oh my
girl,
God.
With some rice, I hooked it up. It was awesome. But my husband, his family is from Louisiana. So, of course, you know, I had to try to deliver on the Creole food. So gumbo, jambalaya, dirty rice, you name it, po' boys. Mm. I'm hooking it up. I'm cooking it. I'm freezing it. And I'm shipping it out.
Now, little sis, I got to ask you this. And for all those Christian ears out there, you may want to cover them right now. But can you tell me what a hoe cake is?
Oh,
Oh, my goodness. That is like old school cornbread.
It looks like hot water cornbread. It looks really good.
That's pretty much what it is. It's just old school cornbread. It is so good. And, you know, man, that's funny. You said, but the funny thing about that is I came up with a new version, and I call it, for all the Christian ears, you might want to cover your ears once again, I call them Sadidi Ho Cakes. And the Sadidi Ho Cake is cooked in duck fat. It's so good. It's cooked in duck fat.
Wow.
And, yes, it's so, so succulent. It takes hot water cornbread to a whole nother level.
I
take it out. Yes, I take it out, and I spoon on a caviar mousse and sprinkle a little bit of dill on top. And it is
goodness. Oh, my goodness.
So good.
That sounds so good.
I know. So I'm going to have to ship you out some Sadidi Ho Cakes.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, you have got to start ordering some food from this young lady because it sounds good, it looks good, and I am sure it is off the chain, if I may
and
say that.
Thank you. And as you can tell, I don't take myself too seriously. I mean, some of the names of my food let you know I don't take myself too seriously. This is just me doing what I love and just hoping that it's well received. And I'm just so grateful and fortunate that I decided to follow my dreams and not everybody else's dreams of
right.
what they wanted me to be and become, because I'm having a blast doing this.
It looks
so much
like
fun.
It looks like it. Now, I understand that right now it's a mail order service. Do you plan on making it a brick and mortar establishment?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, today we went to a restaurant supply store, and I've been scouting for perfect locations for a little cafe. I don't want anything big. You know, I really love the, you know, comfy, cozy kind of the vibe of the cafe, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, really intimate, you know, some jazz playing. I've got it all figured out. I'm just looking for the perfect location. And, you know, and then it's going to happen. Fancier Plate Creole Cafe coming soon.
And I will keep that in my prayers, definitely, because we want to see that. That'll give me a whole different reason to visit Arkansas.
Yes. I tell you what, it'll give me a reason to branch out and franchise, and then I can come to North Carolina too.
That's
franchise.
Like a plan.
Think big.
Exactly. I agree, and I'm glad you're going that direction again. I'm so proud of you. Is there anything else that you would like our audience to know about Fancier Plate LLC?
Just that the food is amazing, and we cater as well. I would like everyone to know that, you know, the food is coming from a Christian woman, you know, God-fearing woman. This company is based in God. It really, really is, because it's only because of God that I decided to just listen to that voice that I tried to, you know, ignore for all of these years. You know,
right.
It's like God just kept nudging me, like, you know, you only get this life once, girl, go for it.
Right.
So, yeah, just know that Fancier Plate, we absolutely love and adore all of our customers and clients, and we only cook with the best of the best ingredients. You don't have to worry at all that anything generic brand is going to be coming to your door.
That didn't look like generic to me, so I can assure you.
Yes, so if you're in the Maumelle, North Little Rock, Little Rock area, we do cater. And I can guarantee you that no one will give you a better quote than Fancier Plate.
Great. Well, Shay, thank you for joining us again. It's been a pleasure, and it's been a pleasure having you as our last but not least person on Jesus' birthday as a part of our 12 days of Christmas. And I really do appreciate you being a part of it. Can you tell our audience how they can reach you?
Absolutely. You can go to www.fancyyourplate.com. And also, we're on Facebook. We have a fan page on Facebook, and our store is also on our fan page on Facebook. But also you can go to www.admin@fancyyourplate.com and send us an email, and we will respond quickly because we're good
that. Exactly, and I encourage you to go on their Facebook page. It's Fancy Your Plate, LLC, and look at some of this food. I'm sitting here just salivating looking at it because it looks – I'm still looking at this delicious herb roasted smothered chicken, and I'm thinking about placing me an order because it looks so good.
It was really good, girl, and I'm going to have to send you some rice to go along with it because you got to have
Lord.
The rice.
Help me, please. I'm trying to lose 60 pounds, but I'll eat some of that. Well, Shay, thank you again for joining us, and it's been our pleasure. And I wish you, my brother-in-law, and little kitties, my little babies, a happy Merry Christmas and a happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and a happy New Year to you, sis. I love you, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. I love you too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.